Hi, this is Ginger.
Hello there, Ginger. Good evening. My name is Frank, and I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
What are you conducting an
opinion poll of?
Of the state of Minnesota and the environment. Would you mind helping us out for a little bit?
I can try, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate this. First question is, are you at least 18 years of age?
At least.
Okay. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota, in your opinion, today? I want to read you the categories here. The economy, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, the environment, crime, drugs, or other?
Oh, that's a lot of categories. Can I only pick one?
The most important one for you, yes.
The most important one. I would say our morals.
Okay, thank you so much. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Would that be fossil fuels, the need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation?
Overpopulation.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, project wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space, or other?
I would say other.
Okay, thank you so much. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one being the electric utilities industry. Would you give it an excellent, a good, a just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Okay, the next one would be the forest products.
Good.
Okay. Mining?
I don't know anything about mining in Minnesota.
That's all right.
I'll just say good.
Okay. Next one, the medical manufacturing industry.
What would be an example of medical manufacturing?
I do not have examples. I just have that option there, that category.
Okay, I'm going to say fair then.
Okay. Next one, the refining industry?
Fair.
Okay. And the last one, agriculture and farming?
Excellent.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? All right, so you have the same categories, excellent, good, just fair, and poor. And the first one is, U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Okay. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Fair.
Okay. Next, the environmental groups.
Fair.
Okay. Next one, county land departments.
I would say good.
Okay. And the last one, forest and timber industries.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Next, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very significant.
Okay, thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
My understanding is more than harvested.
Okay, thank you. Max, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I would say fewer.
Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive one, a negative one, or no impact at all?
I would say positive.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not parks or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Some forest land is currently being set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Man, that's a tough one. No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products?
Ask me that one more time.
Yes. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Do I what?
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. Next, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a, and here are the options, a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
A significant component.
Okay. Thank you. Like many other industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
It's a hard question because we're already taxed to the brim, and I don't know that we could afford to have any more taxes go to any more, I don't know.
So you would say
the way Minnesota spends their taxes is terrible.
So would you say you're undecided on that one?
I would say I'm undecided. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's environment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hourly certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase of both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
I'd have to say I'm undecided on that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And next one, I am going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you would support it or oppose it using state funding for that part of the program, okay? So the first one would be to create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support that or oppose it?
To use state-funded money?
Yes.
Where would the state-funded money come from? Would it raise our taxes?
I would think the taxpayers.
We're already taxed to death in Minnesota.
So you would oppose it?
Yes.
Okay. The next one, increase the number and diversity of the workforce for outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support it or oppose it?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Next one. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
I would support that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduated high school.
Okay. Let's see here. Next, what is your age group? 18 to 34, 35 to 50?
65.
Okay. And how would you describe the community you live in? Would you say it's a large city, a suburban, a small town, farm, or rural area?
We're a small town.
small town, okay? And is your annual household income between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or 100 plus?
I don't care to divulge
okay.
that.
And do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business in? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government?
I'm retired.
So what did you, in what field did you work when you were, you know?
Medical.
Medical?
Medical.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Well, that concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation. We really appreciate it, and have yourself a great night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. My name is Robert.